did have a several, I guess, probably a lengthy film session in there. What were a couple of the things that...
It wasn't really lengthy. It's really the same, except it was the whole team watching it. And I kind of like doing that so everybody kind of knows where everybody is, whether it's offense, defense, special teams. In the past, I've seen where you go off into your little room and, you know, well, we're fine. It's those other guys that are messed up. And so I kind of like for the whole team to see.
Do you usually do that? I mean, this is a tradition you've done before, but
yeah.
Do you usually have the whole team do it, or is this the first time?
No, typically you break down. It's a little more time efficient. Of course, I would watch special teams, and then I meet with you guys typically. But we looked at all three phases together.
Was that just for yesterday's game, or like... kind of a composite of the first
quarter? Well, it was at the end of the first quarter, which would have entailed the fourth game being yesterday's game.
How do you like your progress? I mean, obviously the record's not where you want
well,
to be.
Well, that's not where we want to be. The record could be different. You know, everybody's got what ifs. You know, I think, you know, it was a very good football team we played yesterday. You know, they were, you know, working on all cylinders, and particularly offensively. And, you know, that was a big factor in the game, as well as, you know, not quite being as detailed as we need to be to match up against an offense that's that well-oiled.
John, for all the fans clamoring for Tim Tebow, can you tell us why a change at quarterback is not the cure-all to what you many
Well, I think, first of all, you know, we opened it up for competition. I mean, it's not something that we took a fan poll or we took a vote. You know, we watched practice, watched the competition, and we're four games into that. And so, you know, I don't know that we're any place different than we've been all along.
So theoretically could change at some point if there's something that...
Yeah, I don't want to get into what ifs, you know. You know, anything is possible, but there's no what ifs at this point. Kyle Orton is our starting quarterback.
John, okay, in regard to yesterday, I hate to bring this up, but in regard to yesterday, to the people who are watching that and they see Tim Tebow go in for one play, the reaction that I've gotten from thousands of people is that you as a coach kind of went, okay, here he is for one play. I would use the word stuck it up their asses, but I don't know any other way to put it, John. Can you just truthfully address, I know you said we're going in a different direction, that you had plans for it, but not occurring to fans, but can you explain to fans why your team would do that?
Well, I think number one, Tim Tebow is not our starting quarterback. All right.
No, and I'm not talking about that, but yeah. Putting him, just throw him in that situation like that.
Well, he was in our first 15 plays, and there's a element of Tim playing the quarterback position and a type of offense that he would have in that position that could be beneficial to the Broncos, right? Our offense. Could be in the run game. If they stack the box just like we do in our base offense, there could be some things as a throwing element. You know, the hard part of the National Football League is it's hard to master one offense. And when you spend too much trying to master another one, there's not enough time that goes around. And particularly with, you know, a new staff, a new offense, a new defense, you know, really a new special teams coach as far as coordinators. So, you know, we did have, and we have other plays, and we had plays designed for Tim. But we had some other things that were actually working pretty well.
How does it, after a game like yesterday, how do you guys regroup? What are some of the ways that you get a team refocused or
Well, I think, you know, let's not lose touch with reality here. This is a 4-12 football team, all right, that under a new staff, we're four games into it, we're 1-3, that's the reality. And that's where we are.
So what are some of the things that you tell them this week when you're
watching?
Well,
there was a lot of positives. Our penalties are way down after the first 2 weeks. You know, I think third down, red area, our up in the top third of the league. We're running the football much better than we did. There's parts of the passing game. Our issues weren't as much offensively quarterback related as they were defense related yesterday. Our offense got off to a rough start, as did all of the Broncos. But our team fought back to make it 21-17. Two drives and only one play on offense later that was an intentional kneel down. It's 35-17.
So what are some of the things you're hoping to see out of the defense, moving forward into the next quarter?
Well, I think the attention to detail. I think when you play a team as talented and efficient on offense, as Green Bay, they've gone through. We played them when they were 6-10, and Aaron Rodgers' first year as the quarterback in that system, and they were 6-10. They've gotten better in those 3 years. All good things take time, and we're in that process, and only four games, not the number of games sometimes we get associated with, but we're four games into it.
So those are their lessons, probably, that they can learn from, and yeah. You guys maybe as an organization can learn from seeing.
Well, I think we've got a lot of young players out there right now, and they're getting better. I mean, Von Miller, I think it's as bright a spot as there is in the whole National Football League, but nobody talks about that. All four quarterbacks, actually we have one on practice squad that we have a base offense, and that's typically what we revolve around, but we don't have a separate one for each quarterback. I know you were.
Pardon my stupidity, you said earlier it's tough enough to master
one offense.
So, based on that, my stupidity tells me that there's a different offense for Tim Tebow. So, in your history as a coach, you have had only one season where you had one quarterback that played out full time.
That wasn't intentional.
I know. It was based on a lot of injuries and different kind of situations. So, based on what you're saying, then, if you were at some point, and I hate to use the word injury or bad or whatever, you would want them to go to a quarterback who is more comfortable during a game with the system that you have in place.
Yeah.
Is that a fair statement?
Let me just clarify. Tim Tebow knows our base offense as well as Brady Quinn does, and really Adam Weber for that matter, and Kyle Orton. Tim has some unique skills, unlike maybe the other three, that could be used in a quarterback run-oriented offense. I don't know that the other three have those abilities. So, and primarily to run the ball. One thing nice about that is it creates problems for the defense in the sense that you have an extra man when the quarterback can run. So those are the types of plays that we have special just for Tim.
I don't want to stir things up, but this is something I've been thinking about for a while, and based on things you just said, it's not out of the question then, based on Kyle's strengths, that should something happen to him, and I'm not talking about a quarterback change, he gets injured or something, that Brady Quinn could be an easier fit to move into there for an immediate change. I mean, people are assuming Tim Tebow is next in line and will be the quarterback should something happen. Is that accurate?
I mean, what I can say is it's all possible. I can't predict what will happen. Other than I can tell you this week as we prepare, Kyle Orton is our quarterback.
Okay, let me ask one more. And it has nothing to do with quarterback.
Are you promise?
It's about you. Yes, I promise.
All right.
I promise. I'll get up and walk out here, go to the bathroom before you answer the rest of it. All right. So you are under fire as all coaches. You have said it comes with the territory. Mm-hmm. You're 1-3 at this point.
Yep.
Your quarterback said he cares what the people in there think. Does it matter to you that you're already being scrutinized by us, by the fans, that you're being questioned about quarterbacks, you're being questioned about the fact that you're 23rd on offense in the league, 24th on defense, that you have one? I mean, does it matter to you, really? I mean, are you just doing your
I don't want to say it doesn't matter. You know, I think I think our fan base, first of all, is fabulous. I think it's very passionate. I've been at two regular season home games. One was a Monday night game. One was a Sunday 2:15 game. I think they're very positive. So it's hard to say you don't care what fans think, because you do. But I think in decision-making process, you have to evaluate what you see. So I've got to make those decisions based on, the people that do it every day. That's the players and the coaches and the people in this building that do it full-time, not part-time.
Aside from...
Are you looking at me when you say that?
I was being courteous with I was making eye contact.
John, aside from the two legal package plays you're talking about at practice, does Kyle take 100% of the other snaps?
No, we give reps to both Brady and Tim. Because you are one play away from being in. So, but in once regular season starts, unlike training camp and the preseason, where it's more shared, obviously, because there are so many different looks and there are so many different plays that have to be dialed up. Your starters, I don't care what position, quarterback or cornerback, they get the majority of the reps.
Is it incumbent upon your second string or third stringers, no matter the position, to earn their opportunities, at practice?
Yeah, I mean, we're constantly evaluating, whether it be in games, whether it be in practice, health issues come into play. There's just a variety of things, and there are some people that just have certain roles, and it might entail just special teams, or it might entail a certain defensive package where a special guy comes in, whether it's nickel, dime, there's just a lot of different personnel groups that we utilize.
I want to shift gears for a second and talk about your defense with the change in the practice rules for the labor report. Has that affected your defense either positively or negatively? The less contact in the week, is there a positive or negative impact on something?
If you polled all 32 head coaches or any 32 specific assistant, that you'd get different answers. Obviously, the more you do it, the better you get. So, the more reps at something, I think the better you get. The sky's not falling. Defensively, a week ago, we were 12th in the league. And when you give up 500 yards, you take a couple hits. I watched this team dismantle a 13-3 or 14-2 Atlanta team at their place. So they're definitely capable, and they've done it to a lot of people, and I'm sure they're not done yet. As I told our team, that's what we aspire to be. We're just not there yet.
But that said, and I know you're not going to go into specifics, after a performance like that yesterday, 49 points allowed, do you anticipate personnel changes, or do you look at it as what you just said, this is a team that dismantled a 14-2 Atlanta team, and you have to just learn from this experience?
Well, I think, we helped them a lot. There's no doubt about that. I have to do a better job as the head coach. Our coaches have to do a better job as assistant coaches. And then our players have to do a better job. So, we all have to get better. I think they're a pretty good measuring stick. I know we were 1-2 going into that game, but we were competitive in those other games. We weren't as competitive yesterday. One of the things that we need to clean up that moving forward is the turnover ratio. I look at the bottom of the league, you know, we're down there with Philadelphia and Pittsburgh at the bottom of the league. And, you know, one team's, I think, 2-2, the other teams are 1-3. I don't care how talented, how good, how you were a year ago, you're at -6 and -7, you know, it's tough sledding. So we've got to clean that up. And that's not all been on one position.
When you came in back in January, you cited the fact that you rebuilt the team before, like you did with Carolina, and that you had a plan. Four games in, even though the record isn't what you want, are you happy long-term with where the plan is?
Well, I think, you know, we had one draft class. We didn't go out and get a lot of big-name free agents. And so, you know, I look at our draft class after four games, and, you know, I think we have some guys that are going to help us moving forward. I can't define that yet because we're only four games into it, you know, a 16-game schedule. But, you know, I think I've been encouraged by how a lot of those guys have played.
This is 2 weeks in a row where you've kind of had Willis as the primary back, and then it was Lance and now Noshon. Do you like the way that that's setting up? Is it the way those roles are for those guys?
Well, you know, again, you know, we're in a week-to-week or what-have-you-done-for-me-lately league, so right now I think it's fair to say that Willis is that guy.
Was that because obviously Noshon kind of came out of the situation because he got hurt, but did Willis do something to earn that at this point?
You know, I think, you know, his performance has kind of been the proof.
I lied. you brought turnovers before I was, but you
right.
are at your -6.
Right.
And -10, I think, is the worst in the league. But you said, you can't put that all on one guy. One guy has 8 of those turnovers. You really haven't specifically addressed that. I mean, is that something that
well,
in order for Kyle Orton to be successful, that he can't turn the ball over 8 times, 2 times a game on average?
I'd say that's an area we have to improve. When you look at, as you said, all those are Kyle's. I mean, there's batted balls, there's drop balls that are popped up in the air. They go under his name, there's no doubt. However, I can't sit here and honestly say they're all on him. And I'd be lying if I did.
And I wouldn't say. They're just, as you said, they're on his name. So, I mean, quarterback position has 8 of your turnovers out of 11.
That's how you look at it. That's not how I look at it. No offense.
Which ones would be ones that receivers ran the wrong route? Or was that the case?
We just didn't execute as well all the way around. And part of that was him.
John, did you notice the difference with 92 in there affecting 58 yesterday? Like with Elvis in there affecting how Vaughn, a little less chips and double team?
Yeah, I think early on it probably affected them some. You know, again, you'd have to ask them, but, you know, their attention spread around. I think they both got some of those chips. The tight end was lining fairly tight, and he would give them a little shoulder before he went out. But I think they'll both get a lot of attention moving forward. I think Elvis will just, you know, get better as we go. He has been out not only just this year but last year. So he hasn't had a lot of football in his practice background since a year ago.
You had said that, you know, you watched the first four games and he's kind of scrutinized each one. Listening to John Elway this morning, he talked about discipline being an issue, offensively, defensively, whether it's route running or assignment. Is that something when you watched the four games that you were harping on too, a lack of maybe discipline or lack of a better word?
Well, I think, it, you know, I look at it more, discipline's an appropriate word, but just consistency. You know, this game's about what to do, how to do it, and under pressure. You know, I think, you know, and we've got a ways to go yet. I think, you know, I know defensively, the kind of pressure that the Green Bay Packers put on you versus some teams, not mentioning names because I don't want to seem critical, is more so than some other teams. You have to be very exact and precise, disciplined, consistent. And I'm talking about not just what to do, the how to do it, the technique in which you do it. I thought we were exposed a little bit in that area.
Did you watch the tape of Rodgers? Did you see that he seemed to be attacking coverages that maybe you regret or were there mistakes by players? You know, you had the right coverages. And
well, I don't think there's many coverages that we didn't run in that game. I'd say it's fair that they executed better than we did. I think it's a good learning experience. But it tastes very well, but it's one of those things that shows how precise and exact you have to be against good teams.
Yeah. Are you concerned about your secondary is a mix of veterans, aging, even aging veterans, and rookies, undrafted? I mean,
we're evaluating everything, we're trying to, like I said, we aspire to be where they are, and that means win the Super Bowl and be defending the Super Bowl champs. I don't think it didn't happen for them overnight, and I don't think anybody in their right mind would think it's going to happen for us overnight. So that's kind of what it is.
They did get Brett Favre followed by Aaron Rodgers. That doesn't seem very far.
But they had to make the decision to do that, and they took a little bit over that.
Do you have to change anything you do coming up? I mean, you've had a couple losses now, but not as, big a loss as yesterday was.
They're all the same.
Do you have to change anything, though? I mean, as far as making sure that the guys respond, because you could argue that it was maybe a little more demoralizing yesterday than the first two.
I mean, I don't really get that feel. I know it was frustrating, but their efforts and the way they hung in there was pretty much like they have all four games, and the scoreboard just looked a little bit different.
To go back to your point a second ago about precise and exact, and is that strictly earned through time? Like you mentioned the Packers, I mean, how they've been together and they were 6-10 and now they are what they are. And again, you said before you're a new staff and it's only been a certain condensed period. How can you expect that exactness and preciseness?
Just work harder. It's just hard work. They're going to have to look at more tape. We're going to have to do a better job of teaching them. We'll adjust how we teach. We just got to be more detailed and more sense of urgency. And my experience has been when, you demand that and you set that bar there, not that we haven't, but we've got to do better. And I thought yesterday was, for us to get where we want to go, that was pretty evident.
The Packers, you talk about them being what you aspire to be. Their blueprint was building through the draft. Is that mm-hmm. what you're talking about, Parker?
Well, I think we've said that all along. And we've only had the one draft. And, again, it's almost too early to even grade that draft. What I've seen in four games, I've liked that draft. I've liked our draft. So, we don't have the draft again until April.
They've had several drafts in a row. As they build up slowly. Do you think fans around here need to be a little bit patient and know that you're headed in the right direction?
Well, I mean, that's kind of a double negative. Everybody wants it now. And that's not just in the NFL football or that's in everything. So I can understand they're not, but, I think we want to win now, too. I don't blame them. There's a certain element of that to everybody in this building, too. So, like I said, we're done with the first quarter, and we have three quarters to go.